All right, that was definitely pretty cool. Let's keep it rocking. We got to move. We got next Mike Dowling, co-founder of the Veterans of Film and Television for Los Angeles. He's going to give us just kind of give us a lowdown. Tell us what's shaking. Get a little bit of a check-in from him. Mike, what's shaking, bro?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me, man.
Always a pleasure. Always my pleasure more than it is yours, I'm sure, because you're that cool to hang out with, bro. What are we going to talk about this? Let's have this conversation. We only got about 5, maybe 10 minutes, but I love to have you on because you're the guy with your finger on the pulse. What's happening in L.A.? You started co-founder of Veterans of Film and Television in Los Angeles. Great organization. I always say there's a lot of warfighters get involved in the arts. That's because it's that cathartic release. You know what I'm saying?
It is, absolutely. And yeah, VFT is a 501c3 nonprofit. We've started in 2012. We've grown to almost 2,000 veterans between LA and New York. And we specialize in helping veterans connect with opportunities in entertainment.
I love it. What's the, and we keep talking about these things about how warfighters are literally creating platforms to help each other. We use, you know, and I think we kind of have the opportunity to do that better than other generations of warfighters. That's truly what's driving a lot of this renaissance period that we talk about so much. I think it's social media that drives that stuff because we can connect each other with each other from by category, by and people can find each other and help each other and get hooked up with these opportunities and create these platforms. What was I know you want to be in Hollywood. I know you want to do that stuff, but why did you take it that much further and start VFTLA?
Well, I just personally, right before I got out of the Marine Corps, my last duty station was to work with the Wounded Warriors down in San Diego. I worked at Balboa Hospital, and I was assigned to taking care of the Marines and sailors that were recovering there. And when I saw, and the ones that transitioned out and got medically discharged, when they went home, I noticed that the ones that didn't do so well in their transition and had a hard time just kind of adapting, they didn't really stay connected to the veteran community that much, is what I realized. And so when I got out and moved to Los Angeles and started going to school and working in this industry, I just felt compelled to connect with my fellow veterans that worked in the industry so I could share that bond with, and because there wasn't a place that existed where veterans could do that. So I got together with a buddy, just put the word out to our friends. We were expecting about 25, 30 veterans to show up, and we ended up having well over 100 at our very first event. And so we just started doing it monthly since then, and it grew exponentially since that first day.
Why do you think warfighters are drawn so much to this? I mean, it's a parallel opposite of a lot of things we do in the military, but I mean, they really are drawn. I feel at home in a padded room, so therefore I'm great on radio.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a parallel opposite. There's, you know, when you're working on a set, there is rank structure, there is a hierarchy, and everyone has a very specific duty that you need to accomplish. The creative side, however, which are the writers, actors, directors, that is a little bit different. You know, we're not as creative in the military when we're in the military, but when we get out, we have all these stories. We have all these sea stories. We have all these things that we can tap into for inspiration. When we're in our creative moments.
Look at Hemingway. So, look at Hemingway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and there's a lot of veterans coming into this industry. You know, we have stories to tell. Look at American Sniper. Look at Lone Survivor. There's a lot of great stories out there, and Hollywood can make a really big impact in how society views the veteran community and culture, and so hopefully they continue to do it in a respectful and honorable way.
I love it, and I think that is happening. I think that is happening. What's you're there? You're hanging out. You're rubbing elbows and hobnobbing with the folks that are up on the big screen. Do you think that they're more? Do you think they're on the side of these guys like Michael Moore? Or you think that's something that he's kind of the exception to what's going on in Hollywood?
I've only been here in Hollywood about 3-4 years now. So from what I've heard from veterans that have been here a lot longer, Hollywood used to kind of side a little bit more on the Michael Moore side. I don't know how friendly they were to the veteran community that entered this industry. However, I personally feel that it's completely the opposite. Thankfully, it's nothing like Michael Moore anymore. It's more like everyone is very friendly and welcoming to the veterans that are entering this industry, and so much so that there's a lot of opportunities at studios and throughout the business where people actually want to hire veterans. They want to make sure that they're getting their military themed productions accurate. You know, they're actually taking the effort to hire veterans to consult on the films and the productions to ensure its accuracy.
I agree with you. I think these guys, these Michael Moore types, these guys that want to just kind of snipe from afar, I think those times are going to be stopping very soon. I think the Warfighter Nation, the American Warfighters, I think the way we do things nowadays, they're just not going to get the response that they used to get that was positive and proactive. I think we can flip the script. I think that I just don't think they're going to have the audience like they have in the past. And if they do, it's going to be the extreme side of that audience, because I think center and all around the center, I think that the people are interested in warfighters. They are interested in the stories we have to tell. They are interested in the lives we've had to live. And when they respect their jealousy, when they don't disrespect their jealousy like Michael Moore is doing, when they respect their jealousy, well, then we can work together. Do you agree?
I definitely agree. You know, I don't like to even give someone like Michael Moore too much attention at all, if any at all. But I do want to acknowledge that incident, because you're right. It's important for us to kind of raise ourselves above that. You know, don't feed into that nastiness. And I mean, yes, we all. It's very obvious that it was a cowardly statement that he made, and you know, I don't think that anyone's really going to make them very often at all. But when they do happen, just rise above it. Stay on your mission. There's plenty, you know, for everyone Michael Moore, there's 1,000 others that are completely the opposite in this industry and are willing to support you. So I'd rather people, vets, just focus on that.
Exactly. Give the trolls their full measure of neglect. If you're going to give attention to a warfighter charity in protest to them. That's how we handle it. That's how we roll. We got Debbie Lee coming on the line next, son of Mark Lee and Gold Star mom. She's so supportive of us. We want to send a shout out to her. Let's give a plug for what you got going on in L.A. And we're going to link up. We're going to go frag Aginnis this week, right?
We are, yeah. It's going to be great. So VFT, you can check us out. You should also check out the brand new entertainment company called We Are the Mighty that I'm also working with, providing authentic, original content for the military veteran community. You can check us out at vftla.org or wearethemighty.com.
I love it. I love it. Come back again here in a couple weeks, man. We'll have some fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
All the way, Mike. Give my best to the guys out there.
I will.
Out there. Break time?
We can break. Debbie Lee coming up here in just a minute.
So go break now, come back with Debbie?
Go break now, come back
with Debbie. I like the way you think. Mama Lee, stand by. We're going to come back, bring you back, and we'll have a little bit of fun. I can't wait to hear about what you got going on and your thoughts. This is Tipping Point Boone Cutler. Stand by. We will be right back.